Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. The Premier says a report investigating the cost and delivery of a fast rail between Brisbane and Toowoomba is in the federal government's hands. Stephen Miles says the findings of the report won't be released until the government has a clear plan.
Any plan for rail between Brisbane and Toowoomba will be affected by the Australian government's plans for inland rail, so they need to settle on what those plans are first before we can determine what an appropriate passenger rail solution would be.
It comes as the member for Toowoomba North, Trevor Watts, made calls to have the report released after the Premier last week squashed any hope of having the line ready for the Olympics. 2 years on from the 2022 floods, and insurance inquiry hearings will continue. As one of the nation's worst recorded disasters, the floods caused a $7.7 billion damage bill, according to Deloitte, and impacted the Darling Downs. Two will get underway today in Queensland before heading to northern New South Wales. Meanwhile, several flood warnings are still current in the Ballon, Maranoa and Condamine River catchments. Conditions are easing though. In the Maranoa, the river is now steady at 1.37 metres, just 0.37 above the causeway in Mitchell. A number of roads are still closed, including the Leichhardt Highway from Condamine to the Gums and Frogmore Road in Narindoo. And the Queensland Teachers Union says our teachers shortage is a product of chronic underfunding in state schools for over a decade. Vice President Leah Olsen says Darling Downs teachers are being forced to teach extra classes and out of field.
Also need to make sure, again, that we have more funding in place so that we've got the teachers that we need in schools.
And the South Tigers A-grade team are recouping after a tight opening round of the TRL competition. The brothers walked away with a 36-24 win over our boys. We will go up against Pittsworth this Saturday.